Good morning, SP. 早安，早安，大家早安。Yeah, today is the final session on the spiritual gifts. In the first session, we covered tongues, and in the second, interpretation of tongues. Today, we add one more gift from the Holy Spirit, the word of wisdom. Our key passage is 1 Corinthians chapter 12.Verse 7 to 11, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 7 to 11. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom, to another, a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To one,another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of the healing by that one Spirit, to another miracles, powers, to another prophecy, to another distinguishing between spirits, to another speaking in different kinds of tongues, and to still another the interpretation of tongues.All those are the work of the one and the same Spirit, and He distributes them to each one just as determines. Amen. Amen. Let me summarize. Among them are word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, supernatural faith, healing, miracles,prophecy, distinguishing spirits, tongues, and interpretation of tongues. Nine gifts. And we see the tongues is also included in this list. You can speak in tongues, right? If you have tongues, you should also believe in other gifts, right? But what is the purpose? Verse 7 says clearly.They are giving to benefit others. So you use this gift to help others. Verse 7 says clearly, they are given to benefit others. So I often think about how we tend to pick and choose Bible verses from a position of privilege. But I keep asking myself, maybe today you can keep asking yourself, I keep asking myself, if we lost the privileged position, would God's word still be true? Would it still be trustworthy? Would it still carry us through the hardship? If a believer is rich,and can rely on money, what do those gifts mean to them? If a believer is poor, what do those gifts mean to them? Are they just optional extras, or are they a part of our lives that we are missing? Now,I want to share a recently story from one of our Mandarin congregation members. It really encouraged me and made me re-examine the value of the spiritual gifts because she used the gift of the word of wisdom to save a little life. Yeah. First, what is the word of wisdom? In Chinese,wisdom simply means knowing what to do. It's when everyone is lost, but one person knows the way of forward, and the problem gets solved perfectly. We say that person has wisdom. Actually, in the Bible, the word of wisdom works the same way. Examples, 1 Kings, Chapter 3, 16 to 28, Solomon solves an impossible case. Acts 27, 21 to 26, Paul gives guidance during a storm at sea. So when you don't know what to do in a situation or you have no direction for the future, God gives the word of wisdom to someone with that gift so that through them you get the solution. Beyond common sense, beyond AI analysis, straight to the final answer. It reminds me of the school exam, when I don't know an answer, I'd ask my deskmate, why did you choose C? She said, I just knew it was C. I don't have time to explain. God knows everything. Through the Holy Spirit, He placed this gift of the word of wisdom in us, and we can benefit others. Okay, now we back to our member's story. How she saved a little life. A friend of her become pregnant. It's her friend, okay? Not her. But her friend was working for the government and also studying for a master's degree. Those two things are not allowed at the same time. The company didn't allow it, but she really wanted to get the degree. Now, on the top of that, she had an unplanned pregnancy. Because of her personal situation, she could lose the birth, both her job and her studies, and that was unacceptable to her. So, as soon as she found out she was pregnant, she started taking emergency birth control pills. She didn't tell anyone. She secretly took them from a long time. Why didn't she go to the hospital? Because it was a small town. Everyone would know she bought the abortion pills. Ordering them online was decreed. She kept doing this, but eventually the baby inside began to react. She couldn't hit it anymore, so she told her mother. Her mother understood her situation and support her decision to terminate. Two reasons. First, fear that the baby would mess up her life and career now. Second, fear that all those pills and even cold medicine she had taken would damage the baby. She was sure the baby would have problems. In that situation, our member got a call from this friend asking her to accompany her to get an abortion. So our member took a train to the small town to be with her, to comfort her, to pray for her. Their plan was Saturday, relax and talk. Sunday morning, go for the abortion. Our member told me, I can't go to the Sunday service because I have to go with my friend to abortion. So I didn't know what to say. I was completely speechless. Nobody knew what to do. But on Saturday night, while our member was praying for her friend, she received a word of wisdom from the Holy Spirit. God told her, the baby is healthy. Keep it. It's a healthy girl. That was 3 months ago, and last week I saw the ultrasound image of the baby. They had done every possible test because they were so worried, and every single test come back healthy, a healthy girl. Thank the Lord. Yeah, please please, Marcus, come up. Yeah. I witnessed all of this. Of course, the member who spoke the word of wisdom carried huge pressure. Yeah, she carried huge pressure. What if she was wrong? Who would take the responsibility? Even I felt the weight when I heard it. But in the end, a life was saved. A mother was saved. And a family was saved. So I come very humbly before the gift of the Holy Spirit. I admit my pride and my limited thinking. I know that many churches and believers disagree with those gifts, challenge them, even mock them. But I choose to hold a humble heart and look at what the Bible actually says. Because this is life-giving truth. The Lord delights in the faithful servant. Our member comes with love and with the gift to a broken person. And the Holy Spirit moved. Our faithfulness can be shown in visible things, managing our family well, doing our job faithfully, handling the money and the house he entrusted to us, come to Sunday service, studying the Bible. But there is also a kind of faithfulness to develop and manage the invisible spiritual gifts entrusted to us by the Holy Spirit that is so precious. Let's worship together.
God, I look to you. I won't be overwhelmed. Give me vision to see things like you do. God, I look to you. You're where my help comes from. Give me wisdom. You know just what to do. I look to you, I won't be overwhelmed. Give me vision to see things like you do. God, I look to you, you're where my help comes from. Give me wisdom, you know just what to do. I will love you, Lord, my strength. I will love you, Lord, my shield. I will love you, Lord, my rock. Forever, all my days, I will love. I look to you, I won't be overwhelmed. Give me vision to see things like you do. God, I look to you, you're where my help comes from. Give me wisdom, you know just what to do. I will love you, my strength. I will love you, Lord, my shield. I will love you, Lord, my rock. Forever, all my days, I will love you. I will love you, Lord, my strength. I will love you, Lord, my shield. I will love you, Lord, my rock. Forever, all my days, I will. Hallelujah, our God reigns. Hallelujah, our God reigns. Hallelujah, our God reigns. Forever all my days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our God reigns. Hallelujah, our God reigns. Hallelujah, our God reigns. Forever all my days. Hallelujah. I will love you, Lord, my strength. I will love you, Lord, my shield. I will love you, Lord, my rock. Forever, all my days, I will love you, God. God, I look to you. I won't be overwhelmed. Give me vision to see things like you do. God, I look to you. You're where my help comes from. Give me wisdom. You know just what to do.
In the passage we read this morning, 1 Corinthians 12:7 to 11 tells us that the Spirit gives 9 gifts to believers. If you are a believer, they are for you. One view says, you ask and he gives you some of them. Another view says, because the Spirit lives in you, all the gifts are already with you. And when you go to help others, the gifts operate as needed, because the Spirit is at work. Whichever way, the key question is, do you believe those verses are still true today? Do you believe those 9 gifts are entrusted to you by the Holy Spirit? They are given so that others may benefit. This is a matter of the heart attitude, not ability, because the Spirit gives them freely. We have a responsibility to train our spirit just as you manage your health. Amen. Let's come up to pray together. Thank you, Marcus. to talk about the Spirit gifts, word of wisdom, and our member has the pressure to say the word of knowledge because, it's huge pressure to decide keep this kid or abortion. So our member